Welcome back to Jesus and Coffee. Remember to send this to a friend, somebody you love. Matter of fact, you can send it to somebody you don't even like because they need Jesus too. All right, today we're talking about forgiveness. Sometimes we'll get into a space where we feel like somebody has done us so dirty that they don't deserve our forgiveness. And I just want to remind you today that forgiveness is not for them, it's for you. Because the longer you hold on to whatever they did, the longer you imprison yourself with it. So whatever the thing is that hurt your feelings or, you know, damaged you in whatever way, the longer you hold on to that thing, you kind of reserve a piece of your heart and your mind for the offense. And when you forgive the person, you release that space in your heart and mind so that something else can take up that space, something else good. And forgiving that person does not mean that you've forgotten what they've done, and it also doesn't mean that you allow them the opportunity to do it again. Listen, I have forgiven people that will never get the same access to me. Me forgiving you is a sign that I'm strong enough and aware enough to know that if I don't forgive you, you still have some sort of control over me. So I'm going to forgive you and I'm going to move forward, but not with you. In some cases, you know, the occurrence or the offense is small or minor, and I can forgive it and give you room to grow, right? But in some instances, you have done something to me that has caused me to be aware of what you're capable of. And because of that, I have to operate different now. But either way, the forgiveness is required because it releases a part of you that opens up the opportunity for you to be loved better somewhere else. And I also want to remind you that some of us are desiring forgiveness for something that we haven't forgiven somebody else for. Let me clean that up. I'm gonna just use like a father-son relationship, right? Maybe you're a dad and you have a son, or you're a parent and you have a child, and you've done something to hurt that child, whether it's intentional or unintentional. Maybe it's just decisions you have made that have caused that child some sort of grief. So you apologize for it and you try to make better decisions, but that child will not forgive you. And you don't know what else you can do other than leave it to time and God, right? But you're also a child of someone. And maybe there's still something you're holding on to from your childhood that your mother or your father has done that you've not forgiven them for. And it, again, doesn't mean that you've forgotten the occurrence. It doesn't mean that it doesn't still hurt. It just means that you are willing to forgive, that you understand that we are not all equipped with the all-knowing power of God when it comes to parenting, and that sometimes we mess up. And so if you're that kid, quote unquote, that still harbors some ill feelings towards your parent because they weren't perfect, then how can you look at your kid and say, please forgive me because I wasn't? And maybe you're not a parent. Maybe it's another type of thing, right? But sometimes we will be out here demanding, desiring, pleading for forgiveness, yet holding on to ill feelings when it comes to forgiving someone else. Maybe you'll unlock the door to your forgiveness by taking a few steps back that hallway to forgive someone else first. And maybe by you being able to forgive that person, then it kind of shifts some things around in the universe so that you now are able to walk in the grace required to deserve that forgiveness yourself. Now, I don't know everyone's condition, and I'm not going to sit here and act like this is a therapy session where we're going to unpack all of our stuff and find the all-knowing answer. But I do know that in my life, in spaces where I have been done wrong or where I have been hurt, either intently or unintentionally, right? I've had to come to a place where I was able to forgive people, even some people that weren't sorry. There are people still today who owe me an apology that I may never get. But guess what? It doesn't matter because they're already forgiven. Because my capacity mentally, emotionally, and spiritually is not but so big. And on this side of heaven, I gotta focus on what God has for me to do. So I can't allow something that someone has done to me to consume me to a point where it's taken up space for things that I should be focusing on. How can I love at 100% if 10% of my capacity is consumed by what somebody did to me? How can I focus at 100% if 5% of my thinking is dedicated every day to an offense that someone did? I gotta let all that go. I got to give all that to God. I got to say, okay, Father, even though they haven't told me they're sorry, I'm trusting that you've worked it out. Even if I never get to see how it works out. Even if I never get to hear those words. Even if I never have them stand in front of me and tell me they understand. I got to be okay letting it go. Because if I don't let it go, then it has a hold on me that keeps me locked into a place emotionally and mentally that I gotta fight to be free from in order to move forward and to do what you have for me out here. So I just wanted to share that with you because we've all been through things. We've all got a story. And a lot of us don't look like our stories to the point where people wouldn't believe it if we told them. But there's that little part of us that is holding on to an offense that someone did long ago, or maybe not too long ago. And we somehow think that by holding on to that, they're going to get theirs, or we're going to punish them, or we're not going to let this go until they hear our mouths. And the truth is that none of that serves us. So if you really want people to see how they've hurt you and what they've done to you, then give it to God, because God knows exactly how to convey that message. And he knows the plan that he has for them. And you don't want your lack of forgiveness to interfere with the one he has for you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to gather here today. Thank you for the opportunity of forgiveness, Lord. Thank you for sending your son so he could die for us, so that we could be forgiven of our sins. And Lord, if you can send your son to be sacrificed so that everything we would do on this world would be forgiven and we can have space in heaven, then who are we to not forgive others? Who are we to not sacrifice our feelings? Who are we to not sacrifice anything that we have on this side of earth so that we can offer the same grace and mercy that you extend to us every day? So, Lord, I thank you for a changed mind. I thank you for a changed heart. Lord, I thank you that we begin to see that forgiveness is for us and not for others. Lord, that although we may extend an olive branch sometimes, that not every situation calls for an olive branch to be extended. Sometimes you just forgive and you just move on. And Lord, I ask that you show us which situation calls for what. Lord, allow us to know, allow our discernment to be increased so there's no question on whether we are moving with sincerity or ego. Allow us to know the difference between moving on a word from you and on a word from our feelings and our pride. Lord, remove any barriers that stand in the way of us and the light that you have for us, Lord. Allow us to tend to our emotions in a spiritual way so that we are not moving in the way of the world and that we are not confined by our emotions or things that have offended us in our lives that prohibit us from getting to where you have for us to go emotionally or physically. Lord, thank you for all that have gathered here today. Thank you for the person that is listening to me thinking, BZ, I don't know how to forgive them. Lord, I ask that you would illuminate the space in their Bible that shows them how they release that hold. Lord, encourage them to open that Bible. Lord, I know we have Bible apps on our phones, but there is nothing like the good book. So Lord, encourage us all to get a Bible, to open the Bible up and allow us to find something in there that speaks to our situation even today. Lord, we thank you for giving us a manual that allows us to navigate this world better. We thank you for being a good Father, Lord, and for having our best interest at heart no matter what we are dealing with. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, and we thank you that right now you are giving us enough of it and the knowledge to be able to use what you've afforded us to benefit ourselves and others. We thank you for this podcast. We thank you for my voice. Thank you for the opportunity to know what words to say and where to hold back. And we thank you for the ability to gather here together until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day, friends. Later.